Welcome to Copper Country Today, heard Sunday mornings at 7 o'clock on 97.7 The Wolf, 8 o'clock on AM 1400 WCCY, and 9 o'clock on KBear 102.3. Our program is brought to you in part by the members of the Copper Country Education Association and by the Copper Country Veterinary Clinic, providing the highest quality and medical care to help their patients live longer, healthier lives. You can also listen to a podcast of our program by going to the Copper Country Today page at QNRReport.com. My guest in this segment is Abhilash Kantamnani from the Houghton Energy Efficiency Team. Abhi, thanks for coming back, and let's get into you personally. Let's try that, because I feel like we didn't get much into who you are and how you got involved in our last interview. Tell me a little bit background about yourself and what you've been involved in that got you so passionate about something like this.
Right from the time when I was back in India, I've always been involved in the local community. And I think that a part of being a good scientist and a part of being educated is helping the people around you, especially when you travel here from a foreign country. So I came here from India back in 2009. I think it's important for me to remember that I not only represent myself, but my family, my teachers, my culture, and my country.
In comparison, in terms of energy efficiency, mm-hmm. in a place like India, mm-hmm. what is it like?
We face different energy problems. I would say the energy situation in India is what it was here maybe 50 or 60 years ago, where we have vast expanses of rural country that do not have access to electricity. So my background in energy and my research in energy for the U.S. Army helped me understand what energy problems we have up here. And the problem we face are high energy costs. So you mentioned a little bit of my background. So since I do research in energy, I've looked at the annual reports filed by the utility to the Michigan Public Service Commission. And I've looked at data from all the different states in the country, all the different counties. And I've come to the conclusion, and the data points that out, that we pay in Houghton County the highest electric rates in the state of Michigan. And our average residential electric rates are higher than the average residential electric rates of 49 different states in America, with the only exception of Hawaii.
Of course, because Hawaii is just it's way out there. But I mean, in terms of the contiguous states, I mean, it's mind-blowing to know that we pay those highest rates. And let's get into we spoke last time about the Georgetown University Energy Prize. I mean, for those who don't know, tell us a little bit about that competition.
So Georgetown University Energy Prize is a $5 million prize for communities across the country to reduce their energy usage. And the good news is Houghton County is now one of the only 52 communities across the country to have made it to the quarterfinal stage. I think that's a big achievement for a small community like ours. I looked at the other 51 participants, or quarterfinalists, I should say, and we are by far the smallest, the most rural, and the most economically disadvantaged community.
From the communities that you saw, give us an idea of who is there from the names that you recognize.
So I can give you two names of communities from Michigan. They are Holland and Farmington Hills. So that gives you the context of what mm-hmm. kind of competition we are up against. So Georgetown University wants people, communities, to get together to rethink their energy usage and come up with creative solutions for reducing energy usage and improving energy efficiency. There is what is called low-hanging fruit in the world of energy efficiency. Small things like, well, you know, turn off the lights when you leave the room, use temperature control thermostats. There are programs in place across different states in the country that help people make those changes. But those programs are already tapped out. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have already made use of those programs, and those programs are frankly not working.
What are some things about Houghton County, about the project that you're trying to put together with the Houghton Efficiency Team, that you feel like, because you've gotten to look at the quarterfinal finalists, what sets us apart from their projects that allowed us to move forward in the competition?
So there are two aspects to this. The first thing being is that we have secured letters of commitments from close to 35 different local community organizations. Everyone from the county of Houghton, city of Houghton, village of Lake Linden, Hancock City, right to nonprofits, local businesses, local brewery, hospitals. Every single aspect of community that you can think of was willing to step in and say, look, we understand that we have an energy cost problem. Let's come together as a community, try to figure a way out of this and try to move forwards. I think what set us apart from all the other competitors, and you have to remember, there are close to 3,400 counties across the country. So what set us apart from all those different communities is the fact that we were able to, at a very short notice, rally the community together to put forward our application.
What are the parameters like? Now, obviously, they shouldn't be judging by community size, as we noticed that we're by far the smallest. What are some of the things that the people judging in this competition are looking for besides, like you said, the community involvement? What are some maybe specific parameters that they're looking at?
So ultimately, the final winner will be someone that quantitatively reduces their energy usage. So the last 2 years of energy data and 2 years of energy consumption data going forwards, what is the difference?
And who obtains that data? Is that the
data is compiled by local utilities. It's an aggregate data. Mm-hmm. So all of Houghton County, they won't identify houses or businesses individually. It's just net aggregate, how much energy did Houghton County consume in 2013 and 2014, and how much did they change in 2015 and 2016. So that would be the final metrics at the finals of the competition. But we still need to go ahead and do the semifinals. So where out of 50, my understanding is that they will be weeded down to about 15, and then out of 15, there will be one finalist winner.
Now, so if you could maybe go in a little bit about moving forward into the competition, what's going to be expected of the Houghton Energy Efficiency Team in order for them to move to the semifinals?
Semifinals requires us to draft a long-term energy plan. Now, what does that mean? Sometimes when you sit at home and you look at your $200 electricity bill, it's difficult to think of ways that you can make a change, not just in your own household, but in the community, in the Upper Peninsula, and in the state. We have politicians who come up here and tell us that they are going to pass new legislation. Mm-hmm. It's difficult to understand what's happening. It's difficult to keep track of changes in the regulatory and legislative landscape. A lot of people in the community are very angry about how our electric rates have increased, and they feel justified in seeing the utilities as being a part of the problem. Mm-hmm. But what Houghton Energy Efficiency Team is doing is involving all these stakeholders as a part of the solution. So when we try to get into the semifinals, our job is to draft an energy plan that is long-term. So where do we see ourselves 10 years from now, 15 years from now, 20 years from now? How do we influence our own destiny in terms of energy usage? Because a long-term energy plan decisions cannot be made in a vacuum. So a local county cannot make decisions that impact how many businesses come in locally. This needs involvement from local utilities, planning and development organizations, lawmakers, concerned citizens, businesses, and everyone. So our big agenda going forwards is putting together an energy plan that has inputs from all members of the community.
For those who don't know, who is part of this Houghton Energy Efficiency Team, and what do they bring to the table?
Houghton Energy Efficiency Team is formed by a group of volunteers just like myself who are very involved in the community. We have a website, houghtonenergyefficiency.com. If you go on the website, there's a complete list of all participants. And so, like I said, all local lawmakers, city of Houghton, city of Hancock, small businesses and things like that. We are, however, organizing a community meeting an open community meeting that's open to all members of the public. We've invited the lawmakers, people that are running for election locally, mm-hmm. county board officials, planning and development officials, utilities, and everyone. So yeah. it's going to be a giant meeting.
I can imagine the lawmakers, given, I mean, it's in a, elections or just in a couple months, they should definitely take advantage of something that's, you know, caught headlines.
Energy is one of our biggest problems in this area. You know, if you think about it from a businessman's point of view, and I own a software business in India. So if you think about it from a businessman's point of view, why would you choose to come to Houghton County if you could go 40 miles east, 30 miles south, and pay half your electric bills?
You're listening to Copper Country Today, here with my guest, Abhi Kantamneni from the Houghton Energy Efficiency Team. Recently, news came out from the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission about a decision involving Marquette's Presque Isle Power Plant and the relationship between the UP and how we get our energy from our neighbors in Wisconsin. If you could just maybe break down what that relationship is and how this decision affects UP energy prices going forward.
I can give you a quick breakdown and a recap of what we talked about the last time I was here. So our local utilities in Houghton County, that is electric utilities, UPCO and REA, do not generate a majority of their the electricity that they supply. They are only utility companies. They charge you, the customer, for the electricity that they buy from companies in Wisconsin and ship it all the way up here through transmission and distribution lines.
Mm-hmm.
So the Presque Isle Power Plant is owned and operated by a BEPCO, which is an electric utility company in Wisconsin. It was primarily, the primary purpose it serves is to provide energy to the Cliff Mines yeah. in Marquette.
Mm-hmm.
The Cliff, they've been increasing the rates. WEPCO has been increasing rates for Cliff's Mines, and Cliff's decided that they were going to buy their electricity from someone else. Now, again, you don't have the ability to do that, or at least your ability to do that is capped at 10%. So was mine. But state of Michigan decided that Mines had the right to buy their electricity from whoever they wanted. So reasonably so, the Cliff's Mines moved to a different utility. So BEPCO decided that it wasn't profitable for them anymore to run the Presque Isle power plant
mm-hmm.
Because they lost 85% of their customer base when Cliffs moved to someone else. So they decided to shut Presque Isle power plant down. Turns out, when if Presque Isle were to shut down, there would be an energy crisis in the Upper Peninsula. It would affect reliability. So there's an agency called MISO, Midwest Independent Systems Operator. What MISO does is it ensures grid reliability across 10 or 15 different states in America, including one state in Canada. So the long and short of all this is that MISO decided that if Presque Isle were to shut down, there would be an energy crisis in the Upper Peninsula. So they decided to pay WEPCO $55 million every year. So that's $4.5 million a month,
mm-hmm.
$150,000 a day, to keep an old coal plant open.
How significant is this in terms of all we keep hearing is that prices are going to go up, prices are going to go up. Is there any way around it, or is this something that is just for the time being?
In the near term, price increases are inevitable because recently, just as of last week, what happened? So again, after MISO decided to pay WEPCO $55 million a year, the question is who is going to bear the brunt of that burden?
Exactly.
So due to arrangements between the state of Wisconsin and Michigan dating back to, you know, dozens of years ago, any changes to the infrastructure in the UP and Wisconsin would be shared between taxpayers of Wisconsin and Michigan to the tune of 92%. To Wisconsin taxpayers and 8% to Michigan taxpayers. Those are the broad arrangements.
Mm-hmm.
Taxpayers of Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Public Service Commission said, well, Presque Isle power plant shutting down is really an Upper Peninsula problem. We don't want to pay a burden of that. So they sued Michigan at Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. So just as of last week, Federal Energy Regulation Commission sided or said Wisconsin has is right when they say that this distribution of costs is unjustified. So they have come up with a few numbers, and it's, you know, it's a little confusing if you go look at their 200-page report. But just to break it down real quick, if you look at the problem, there's load and there's reliability. What load means is, okay, so if Presque Isle were to shut down tomorrow, where do we have to turn lights off in order to make sure that everything works very well across the whole country? So 99% of those turning off the lights is in the Upper Peninsula. 1% is in Wisconsin. Okay.
All right.
Now, reliability means if Presque Isle were to shut down today, which utilities will face reliability problems? So that was, they said 6% is UPCO, 93% is VEPCO, and about 0.5% is Wisconsin Public Service. So what this, putting these together, what it means is that to me, it looks like the Upper Peninsula will be burdened with a majority of this $55 million. But what it ultimately means to you as an end user residential is, I think, anywhere between 4 to 10% rate increase immediately as of next month.
Now, are the, could these, if the situation were to continue like this, are we talking about an exponential increase in rates, or is this a set increase that will just be, it's going to be a set increase?
That's a very good question. So when I talk about rate increases due to the FERC, Federal Energy Regulatory Commission ruling, I'm talking about immediately jump of prices. Those will continue as long as the plant will be open, and it's likely to be open till 2017. So aside from that, if you look at history of electric rates, the utilities that supply electricity to Houghton County, that is UPCO and Ontonagon REA, their rates have more than doubled in the last decade. The rest of Michigan, the rates have gone up by just 74%. The rest of Upper Peninsula, rates have gone up by 74%. But the utilities that supply electricity for us here in Houghton County, they've more than doubled. So in a direct answer to your question, rates will go up immediately due to FERC ruling, but as history bears out, rates have kept doubling every dozen years.
You're listening to Copper Country Today, here with my guest, Abhi Kantamneni from the Houghton Energy Efficiency Team. There's tips and tricks out there, as simple as just when you leave the house, make sure you turn off all the lights. There was recently, I believe, in the last couple of years, the switch of changing of what kind of light bulbs you should use. A lot of this stuff is practical. What are some things that you've noticed that are, they actually show results?
Good question. So if you want to think about, in the context of Georgetown University Energy Prize, our responsibilities are, at least what the competition wants us to do, is reduce energy usage. So you think of that as a circle, a bin. The problem we have here are high energy costs. And there's some overlap between them. And we want to work in the region that there's overlap. So we want to reduce energy usage and energy costs. On an individual level, there are small, simple things you can do. For example, changing your home lights to CFLs or LEDs. Maybe you want to put up solar panels on your property. You know, things like that will help you reduce energy usage.
In terms of that stuff, though, is it... some people might say, well, you know, I don't want to... I'm going to have to spend the money to bring down my electricity costs, and it seems like that it just ends up evening out. Is that a real concern?
Yes, the upfront costs are a real big concern. You can demonstrate, looking at data, you can show people that you can pay off an investment in LED lights in 3 years, pay off an investment in solar panels in 7 years, simply because our rates are so high. But just this upfront cost is a huge disadvantage for people in our community because of the low median income in Houghton County. So Houghton County's median income is about 50% lesser than Michigan income, 60% lesser than the national median income. We have 33% more people under poverty than the national averages and state averages. So the high upfront costs for things like energy retrofits is a barrier to a lot of people in the community. So, but again, our community is comprised of people from different levels of income. So there are individual problems that individual solutions that cater to individual problems. So from an individual's point of view, there are a lot of different tips and tricks they can use. I mentioned only a few of them. But moving on into a larger community point of view, that comes in right there. How do we help the most economically disadvantaged?
Yeah, exactly.
People that rent, that do not have the means or the ability to make energy retrofits on homes that they don't own or can't afford. How do we help people like that? And I believe, and I honestly believe, that a true measure of a community is how well we take care of the disadvantaged. So how can we organize as groups to help people that need a little bit of a push to, you know, make changes on energy costs? Every year, each church group, for example, receives requests from a lot of members of their own parish and community asking for help with paying their electric costs. Mm-hmm. So when I went to give an energy presentation to a local church group, some of them came up with fantastic ideas. They said, okay, how about we form a team of volunteers that goes around to people's houses to help them caulk their windows, you know, help them make little changes and things like that. So these are ideas that you can think of from a community point of view, and we are networking with a lot of local, regional, and state groups to have sustainable long-term programs. There's an agency called Efficiency United that's coming to Calumet, and details are available on our Facebook page, that is giving you LED lights and CFL lights for really, really cheap, for a discounted price and so on. So we're instituting long-term plans that involve a lot of different agencies, state programs, national programs, to help address problems like you mentioned.
And as we've seen from the news, things that happen in Marquette affect us out here as a whole for the Upper Peninsula. What are some things that you think that could happen that could somehow, mitigate these high increases in prices?
I think what we suffer from in the Upper Peninsula is a lack of local generation. It is really expensive to buy electricity from Wisconsin. You know, so that is not something that you or I have control over, but that's what participating in community activities like this will help us in the future. So the question I get asked is, well, why should I participate in this heat? Why should I be a member of the heat team? I think the short answer is we are going to try to find ways of moving forwards. We want to speak with one voice as members of Houghton County to the lawmakers, to the decision makers, and say, look, we have had enough of high electric costs. Utilities, I think it's utilities' responsibility to come to us and tell us why the costs are increasing. They have to be more open, and they have to communicate with us. The lawmakers have to communicate with us. Decision makers have to communicate with us and give us what they have in plan. And we want them to hear what we have to say. We want the community to have a voice and a say in our own energy future. So to answer your question, I don't know. Well, I do know what might fix the UP's problem, but how do I make that heard? I think this is a good channel to make our voice heard among the state and the rest of the country.
And if you could just mention about the meetings that are going to be going on.
Yes, an easy way to keep track of all these meetings is to visit our Facebook page. So facebook.com/ Houghton Energy Efficiency Team. You could also go on our website, houghtonenergyefficiency.com. The nearest meeting is at 6 p.m. at Sheldon Grill, organized by the City of Houghton on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And there are community meetings across in September. There's one in Calumet. There's one in Hancock and so on. So an easy way to keep track of all that is to visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/ Houghton Energy Efficiency Team.
And finally, in closing, Abhi, why should people come to these meetings? Why should people get involved?
Because our rates are going up, and we need to find a way of fixing this problem. You don't need to listen to me. You don't need to listen to the utilities. You don't have to listen to the lawmakers. We want them to listen to you.
And do you think that what do you expect the turnout to be at these meetings?
I think the turnout is going to be great because I've been keeping track of Facebook page, insights and so on and so forth. I think the turnout is going to be good, but we also have at these meetings. So what goes on at these meetings, right? There's a short presentation highlighting all these different issues and explaining the context. And we have small tables with, you know, specialists in that field. So for example, I know and understand solar energy. There are people that know and understand how to weatherize your home. There are people that know where to get financing on making changes to your home and so on. So we have different tables with experts in that field where you can come and share your ideas and get new ideas, a community discussion, so to speak.
Excellent. Well, that'll wrap up this segment of Copper Country Today. Abhi, thank you so much for stopping by. And again, people, just come to the meeting. And if you have any questions, Abhi will be there. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Our program is brought to you in part by the members of the Copper Country Education Association and by the Copper Country Veterinary Clinic, providing the highest quality in medical care to help their patients live longer, healthier lives. You can also listen to a podcast of our program by going to the Copper Country Today page at QNRReport.com. Join us again next week for another edition of Copper Country Today.